maybe Emil, then heavenly places are any place where we can claim that the Lord is.
Just if I can clarify this. So let's set the foundation, it's not heaven. Because in heaven there's no conflict. So in the heavenlies we are in Christ. In heaven we are with Christ. So what is the heavenlies? It is really the rule of Christ, the sphere, where this is why we are blessed in the heavenlies, but where? In Christ. Why is it in Christ? Because there's something else. What is there something else? It's the unseen world. That's why what we are talking about is something that relates to the unseen world. Because when we are fighting against principalities and powers and Satan, it is no one that we can see, can you? We cannot see. It is in that sphere of things that we are talking about, that in the heavenly spheres, there are those that are in Christ, blessed with all spiritual blessing, but also there is the presence of enmity that is seen with Satan and his principalities. And that's why, brethren, before we take up the battle, what the Spirit of God is drawing before us is the resource that we have. The problem is, you remember what Saul told David, go find Goliath and take my armor. And David said, listen, I have never tried your armor. There's no way I'm going to take it. But he went there in the name of the Lord of hosts. Dear brethren, before we talk to battle and how we fight, we have to establish the fact that we have a resource that is tremendous and mighty to supply the saints of God with whatever energy, whatever strength, whatever direction we need in order for us to face the enmity that we're talking about. So it is a healthy thing for us to start establishing the fact that the resource is found in the Lordship of Christ, and from there we can face the enemy and have victory in a practical way.
Does this remind us of what we have in Joshua? When Captain of the Lord's host came,
yes.
I think that's what this really represents here. Where is the power? Just in the Captain of the Lord's host.
And so now the power is there, the resource is there, but we also have the sense of the size, the capacity of the enemy. It's an unseen force that's arrayed against us. Why? All the resources that we've just talked about that are available to us to use is because the enemy is attacking the heavenly position that we have in Christ Jesus. And he desires that we might not enter upon it. His interest is that we might be kept earthbound, away from the heavenly sphere of enjoyment in Christ. And so he arrays himself against us. But we've got the resource in Christ that supersedes the enemy's ability to hold us back.
And I think the tithe, again, because it helps us when we go to the Old Testament to see the tithe. After they cross the Jordan, and as you have seen the captain of the host of the Lord standing there, and the question is, art thou for us or for our enemies? No, I am the captain of the host of the Lord. That will give me an idea that there is a warfare going on in that sphere to hinder the people of God from enjoying the position that God has for them. And what is the first city that they have? Jericho. The big, tall wall. They are not going to be able to get the rest of the land until they go to Jericho. But Jericho already was defeated. Rahab was won already. The captain of the host of the Lord had won this thing. And they were marching on, following the ark, having their eyes on the Lord Jesus. And everything will fall completely. And they go and they enter into the land and the position of it. Everything in Jericho belonged to the Lord. So that's what we need to really understand. If the tithe will make it easy a little bit for us to get it. The blessing, it's actually in singular. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places is us, is ours. All of these things that are in Christ Jesus are ours. The enemy will try to build a high wall and to scare us from going on and enjoying and living in the good of what God has given us.
Before the meeting with the captain of the host of the Lord is circumcision. there in the book of Joshua. And it's just like we talked about earlier, there has to be a dealing with this matter of the flesh before anything can be laid hold of in possession. It's a necessity. And I think it's true, it's just as true, and more so for us. There has to be the realization of this, that I cannot take possession of any spiritual blessing in the heavenlies by the power of flesh. I cannot.
But the heavenlies is set before us to bring the practical aspect of me in relationship to what the blessing is. That's why the heavenly is very important. See, we have that inheritance that is reserved in heaven. Don't forget that aspect of it, as far as the position is concerned. But when we talk about the heavenlies, that aspect of it, this is where we exercise. We are exercised in a practical way to enjoy and to maintain what we have received in Christ Jesus. Although we can enter into it in a full measure when we are with Him in heaven. But in a practical way, for you and me to enjoy it, I have to say it this way, brethren. I have to fight for it. In order for the people of God to enjoy the land, they have to fight for it. And never be afraid from that word, fighting for it or warfare. It was the mind of the Lord in the book of Judges when He brought the people. He says, and I will teach them how to war or how to fight. And dear brethren, it's not a matter of fighting that we try to learn ourselves how to fight. Unfortunately, sometimes we fight with the wrong enemy. We think our brethren are our enemy. Our enmity is not flesh and blood. It is against these unseen world of things. And we have to be those that are teachable under the leading of God Himself to teach us how to fight such an enemy. So the Lord give us strength, because there is something that is beautiful. Not only be strong in the Lord and stop there, but also in the might of His strength. Listen, there is a verse that says, and he that is rich, let him not boast in his riches. And he that is mighty, let him not boast in his strength. But there is one thing that ever remains the same. That you and I were exhorted, he that is boast, let him boast it in the Lord. And brethren, we can rest assured that the might that belongs to Christ will never ever become weak. So we have sufficient resource, the full competency, if I may use, to support us in every scene of warfare that you and I, we might face the enemy, because Christ is our strength.
And John, to again make it, bring it back to home, bring the illustration from the Old Testament. When they put on the whole armor of God, when they took the strength from the captain of the host of the Lord, there was no problem conquering Jericho. When they thought that they have strength in their own selves, when they thought they could handle matters and they don't need the might of His strength, they went to Ai, and they got beat badly. And every one of us need to learn that lesson. If we, our strength is in the Lord, we will win the battle. If we think after we win the battle that now we are okay, now we know how to handle this, every one of us will find his own Ai. You will find defeat in a very humiliating way if we have confidence in ourselves. We need to keep in mind, this warfare in those places, we cannot do it on our own at all. It's a might of the Lord. It is the whole armor of God. That's what you need to do. The whole armor of God. It is actually a reference to Isaiah 59. It is an armor that belongs to God. That's God's armor that we have to put on so we could go and face the enemy.
Well, so that's...